Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Just a moment.
I can't believe I'm here. Let's get the shagging photo done so I can get out.
I want to welcome Meatloaf Martin.
Meatloaf. Never mind, Mr. President. Very grateful. Very appreciative. Thank you. Thank you.
The Prime Minister and I believe they call him T-shirt.
What? No. I'm wearing a suit now, to be fair. I'm showing all the respect I can, Daddy Trump, sir.
You know, I like T-shirts, especially wet ones. Boy, oh boy, they were great days before DEI stole them from us, the wet T-shirts.
I'm very uncomfortable now. Do I look too pasty next to the president? Have I said thank you enough times? Thank you.
I want to say I love Ireland, but I hate the EU.
Oh, Jesus.
Evil EU.
I'm saying nothing.
But Ireland, tremendous, tremendous. I've got a great golf course in Dunedin. Big.
Oh, yes.
Everybody knows Dunbeg.
The roads are terrible. I'll fix the roads, Mr. President. We're all about roads now. Do you want a bypass? I can do a bypass.
I might need a few. My doctor says it's all the Big Macs from Mickey D's. You got Mickey D's?
No. Mickey D isn't here. The Irish president has no power at all. He's just ceremonial, like the women in cabinet.
But I gotta say, Dunbeg, terrific success despite the EU. Horrible, nasty people in the EU.
Let me ignore that. No, I love Dunbeg too. Great views of the storms smashing Clare to bits. Smashing
You
it.
See, that's why I'm trying to build a wall.
Oh, I'll get the OPW to throw up a wall for you. Anything you want to do.
You look like you're about to throw up, you know.
God, this chair's uncomfortable. Me chakra can't settle at all.
But Ireland, of course, has stolen many of our companies. They've done a great job. Stolen our companies.
Well, in terms of on a point of the Ryanair, AerCap.
What are you talking about?
Let me squirm a little bit here. I love Israel. Did I say that yet? Israel?
As I was saying, stupid leaders, they let Ireland steal a Viagra companies, which we needed. We get nothing back from these guys, although, to be fair, we did give you Rosie O'Donnell, you know, her bad deal. Bad, bad deal.
Who's she now? Fick, this wasn't in the notes at all.
You're lucky. You're lucky you don't know her.
Aramis Chakra's in bits now altogether. The only way this could be any worse is if someone mentioned
Conor McGregor, the greatest Irishman ever, ever.
God, I should have brought a change of underwear, mother and lord, why didn't they stick to the teaching?
But the EU, they've been horrible to my Dunbeg. Midweek offers available now. Get down to Dunbeg. Free rides to the village so you can see how bad Meatball's housing crisis is going.
Thank you.
True.
Thank you. Now, on the trade deficit, Mr. President, might I offer you Listunvarna at all? No?
Well, Listunbegvarna? What's it got?
Well, it's full of single ladies every September in case you... oh, God, what the hell am I saying now?
All the single ladies?
No, people say it's a bit problematic, the women and the matchmaking, but woke is dead now. I want to thank you for that as well, in terms of...
I could see how they'd be good at making matches with their dainty little lady fingers.
Just shrinking to my chair now. Are my trousers riding up? Oh, God, when is this over?
We got a tremendous trade deficit with Ireland. You know what would reduce the trade deficit? If you bought a Tesla, Mew.
I mean, you hardly have one here.
The East Wing's a car showroom now, totally normal. I got five Teslas out back.
Oh my God.
We should paint them green for Patty's Day. You like it?
Look, I will if you continue to accept our main exports.
What are those again?
Young people, long life cheeses, and stents. Loads of stents.
Well, I love the Irish. All the racist ones here voted for me. They do the best racism, the Irish. We won't do anything to hurt them.
Yes.
Just the EU.
Hustle of under lady's never going to speak to me again.
Disgusting EU.
Hara, sure, at least I got the blagarding photo in the Oval Office anyway, in terms of...
All right, let's go for lunch. Let's do it. Shamrock and mayonnaise. Unbelievable.
It's Politico's Patrick's weekend, and that means ministers, junior ministers, spads, and for some reason an attorney general have been dispatched overseas to eat big lunches in chintzy rooms full of dubious diaspora and pretending it's all about winning business, even though our toadying paddy tax haven is the only thing Yank investors care about. Derek O'Leary is taking in the sights of Georgia. I wonder if he'll get to visit Augusta. After all, he does love a spot of golf. Fine Gael's John Cummins is off to the Philippines. Less thriller in Manila, more vanilla seat filler, if you ask me. Then we have Jim O'Callaghan, the minister who's living la vita bella in Italy, the Holy See, and Malta.
Everyone here is just so genuinely warm and friendly and vertically challenged. I'm lurching over them like the leading Tower of Pisa. As Minister for Justice, I look forward to meeting with other crime fighters while I'm here, which is why I've organised a bilateral meeting with the Attenzione pickpocket lady from the TikTok while I'm here. Then it's off to the Vatican. I hear the Pope is a bit like Fianna Fáil's poll numbers. Not quite dead, but not exactly alive and kicking either. God, I can't wait to conclave Micheál. Oh, will you cut that last bit out?
Elsewhere, Helen McEntee, fresh from being gender fodder at the UK-Ireland summit last week, has joined Emer Higgins in doing the most Aisling thing you can do as an Irish woman in your 30s, and they headed to Australia. Pascal Donoghue is in Germany to mix and mingle with his fellow European technocrats.
Now, it's not my worst time in Deutschland. Punderbar joke there, thank you very much. The atmosphere here is very nervous. The economy here is falling to bits. People have reined in spending and have very little hope for the future. So it's a bit like my first day in cabinet in 2014 when my dimples simply had the willies. And I hope Germany can look to us in Ireland now as an example that one day, day two, can have a thriving economy built on tax dodgers and a handful of companies making millions out of housing. Housing upsies.
And then there's the Arts Minister Patrick O'Donovan, who finds himself in Seattle and San Francisco, two wet, foggy cities, making it far too easy for the opposition to accuse the minister of being a wet blanket who hasn't the foggiest.
Well, it's great to be here in Seattle, the home of Fraser. Hey baby, I hear the Blues are calling. Toss salad and scrambled eggs. Never understood what that meant. More nonsense from the cultural elites. That's why I'm going to slash their funding. Then, of course, I'll be on to San Fran, where I'll be dodging out with my tech bros. Also, memo to civil servants back home. Keep an eye on your inboxes. I'll be asking you for five things you did this week, and I want an answer by Monday. I don't care if it's a bank holiday, right?
What five things did you do this week, Minister?
Geez, I walked into that one, didn't I?
Yep.
Well, I dodged, hung out with my bros, actually had a doze, put on some clothes, and in the hotel bedroom I stubbed both my toes.
Can we get a photograph, Minister?
Yeah, you can. Watch this pause.
Yeah, no, sit over here, Marty.
What?
I don't want to sit too close to the fryers in case, you know, the Gruig and...
Good point, Daz. It may say burnt sienna on the box, but I don't want to put it to the test. Hashtag hair fryers.
Well, we're both on the road this weekend again.
That's right.
Second last round of the Football League, huh?
Absolutely. And it's tweak week for the GA football rules.
Oh, yeah. It's like Shark Week on the telly, is it? But instead of ocean predators, it's fellas with IT diplomas rammed with protein shakes and performance-enhancing bullets.
Oh yeah, sure, the Central Council have agreed more tweaks to the new rules than Marty does to the corset before a dinner dance.
Jim Gavin says they're not tweaks, they're adjustments.
Oh.
At least I think it was Jim Gavin. It's very hard to get information out of him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even confirm his name on the phone.
His football review committee is like an Ulster defence system before the new rules. Nothing gets through. No wonder Donegal County Finals used to finish nil all.
Very true. Now, I'm keen to see how the change to the number of players in each half works in practice.
Oh yeah, it's the new 4-back, 3-up structure, Des. It's like a Debs and Delvin. Knock back 4 pints, throw up 3. It's the best way to remember it.
So during play, a team has to have 4 players in their own half of the field, which could include the goalie.
Well, of course, if the goalie goes up on a solo run, another player has to take his place. It's basically Lenigan's ball football. I stepped out.
Yeah, they step in again.
Exactly.
And they're changing the hooters as well.
Oh.
So the play continues after the hooter sounds until the ball goes dead.
I always said the GA would be better with hooters. Sadly, though, it turned out it wasn't the Supermax with wardrobe malfunctions that I had hoped it would be.
Oh, God. Anyway, with all the travelling, we'll probably miss the parades. Though Di O'Shea, of course, is the go-to Gassoon now in the commentary.
Oh, yeah.
And his hair isn't even his own.
Oh, I think it is his own. It just didn't start off on his head.
Ah, jeez, you put me off me coleslaw now. Anyway, I'd say you're disappointed not to be Grand Marshal, Marty.
Yeah, Victoria Smurfit got the nod. As far as I know, she doesn't even have a fail a medal, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but she wasn't that very popular telly show Riders or Rivals. Very racy, according to Mrs. Cahill.
Well, Marty's been over his fair share of jumps, I can tell you.
Speaking of which, did you get lucky at Cheltenham?
Well, when it comes to laying bets, Des, Marty always goes each way.
Ugh, yeah. Oh, your torch is on in your trousers pocket again, by the way.
What torch, Des?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, God.
And now, for a roundup of the parades from across the country, here's our regional correspondent, working no doubt on double time.
Extraordinary was the imaginative theme of this year's Cork Parade as the Taoiseach's hometown celebrated his tremendous love of eggs. There were egg-shaped floats aplenty and marching bands played a lovely medley of egg-related songs, including I Am the Walrus, Dean Martin's How Do You Like Your Eggs in the Morning, and They Punctured My Yolk by the Flaming Lips. One of the most popular floats humorously recreated the rude encounter between Simon Harris and the carer of Kanturk on the back of a flatbed lorry in front of a large display of Chewits, with participants encouraged to throw eggs at the tarnished lookalike played convincingly by a 75-year-old from Glenmire. Plastic sheeting, Grand Parade, Grand Parade.
Defying Gravity was the uplifting theme of the Bray Parade, which celebrated the seaside town's twin associations with aeronautical displays and teenagers drinking bottles of Wicked on bank holiday weekends. A colourful array of floats included an imaginative interpretation of RIP.ie charging the bereaved for naming the dead. Stars of the show, though, were the local primary school, who celebrated online Timu ads by wearing and carrying a startling array of cheap-looking goods, though it was later confirmed they were part of a family who'd taken a wrong turn on the way to the municipal waste disposal depot. Grand Marshal for the day was RTÉ journalist Samantha Library, who was presented to the crowd at Bray Library. John Corain in the Bray Rain.
Igunde on Kiri, Dingle broke its own record for early risers with the 2026 St. Patrick's Day Parade getting underway a full year ahead of most other regional parades. Dingle Port in a Storm was the popular theme, with a number of floats commemorating the damage wreaked by Storm Eowyn on the local amenities, recreating the power cuts by driving at high speed through the town without lights on the tractors. The Burks on Tour was another very popular float, reimagining the moment journalists realised the Burke family were on the same flight as them going across to Washington. Members of Unshame Satira played the manic bleep preachers shouting "Where's my Pringles?" very loudly as they passed cheering onlookers. Sean McInshesagy Tihi Dingle Dengen on Koosh.
Ugh, why is the boozer so busy? I needed a quiet night after all the stress of this week.
Well, it is Patrick's weekend, so there's a heap of yanks over, boss.
I saw one earlier wearing a t-shirt that said, "Me liver's 100% Irish, the rest is debatable, hey."
Well, it sounds like someone we could hit up for a donation. Where is Louise?
She's been queuing at the bar for half an hour.
This place. No wonder I always do a shamrock shimmy out of town this time of year.
Aye.
I should be over in Washington, D.C., talking loudly to Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, right.
Do you need to use the bathroom, love?
Jeez.
Or helping Chuck Schumer cut up his steak?
Aye, what are the chances the one year we stay in Ireland, one of our lads goes and gets arrested?
I know. Thomas Gould, the Who, or hey.
Also, when did Shinner comrades get arrested? By appointment?
I mean, we're losing our edge. Our lads used to have their doors kicked in.
True.
Who is this Thomas Mould, anyway?
Thomas Gould. He's our spokesperson on addiction and recovery, so he is.
There isn't even a ministry for that. What's next? A spokesman for scary stares and eyeballing?
Oh, that's actually Desi Ellis's brief, to be fair.
Well, he was the first shinner to make it okay for the rest of us to take a full TD salary, so respect, brother.
Go mad, Desi.
What are we going to do about this Gouldy horn?
Well, in some ways, the timing couldn't be better. All the political hacks are in Washington living out their West Wing fantasies.
True.
They're beyond soaking up and taking selfies with me hole.
Ugh, and everyone said he did a great job. I mean, how? He served up Trump his dignity in a Nutribullet Mihal mousse.
It was a masterclass in bowing and scraping.
Just like you when Colomini comes to an Ardesh.
Yes, well, moving on. I bet Trump is really miffed about us not being there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, about that.
What?
He didn't seem to be aware that we were boycotting at all.
Oh, is he having a dose of the Bidens as well, or?
No, he's not, Dothery. He just hasn't a clue who the hell we are, hey.
Sorry, you mean all the political posturing, huffing
yep.
and puffing
Aye.
Was for nothing?
Nothing.
Zilch. Nada.
Well, it was to stand up for the people of Gaza.
Right. Yes, of course. Solidarity and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Look, at least we're in the country for Dancing with the Stars finale.
The local Cumann are getting a vote out for Kayleigh Trapp as we speak. Oh, Monaghan.
Oh, no, I'm a Reese McClenahan myself.
Oh, no.
Those hips don't lie.
Wow.
Plus, it would be a 2-in-a-row win for Nordies, so I presume that's shinner licking good.
And sure, next week we can stick it to the government with me scoop that proves Jack Chambers' new housing targets were falling well short before the election.
It's not exactly Watergate now, is it?
Sorry, the government knew their 40,000 houses election claim was a lie. Colour me shinner shocked.
Ah, no, it's hardly that much of a...
Plus, Michal was laughing about the housing crisis with Trump.
Well, I suppose...
Oh, yeah, this is just the sort of performative sanctimony I need. Inform the shinfluencers.
Yes.
I'll be climbing aboard a high horse that's as high as a stallion at a rave.
Hey! Yes.
Now, who's having a minty mojito for the season that's in it?
No way, I wouldn't even have a green Guinness because it'd only remind me of diesel.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty much it.
Off the Ball on News Talk, brought to you by Complaining About Guinness You've Ordered Abroad.
Yeah. Okay, welcome back to our Sad Man Special Episode Edition. Apologies if you sound a little downbeat or low energy.
Oh, man.
Still processing Ireland's defeat to France, lads. What stage of grief are we at?
Yeah, just pure depression, man, dude, man, bro. Yeah,
I'm happy, actually.
Sorry, happy?
Yeah, happy that we ruptured Antoine Dupont's ACL. Ooh. What?
There we go.
Yeah, get well soon, mon petit ami. Not.
By the way, petit ami.
What?
Actually means boyfriend, not little friend.
OMG, Marto, that's past French for you, what?
Yeah, not there'll be anything wrong with you having a boyfriend, bro, you know, if you want to, you know.
Sorry?
Just wouldn't want to have a French boyfriend, man, dude.
Ah, 100, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bump chess in a totally straight bro manner, yeah?
I got your back.
Of course, we got Italy next, and we'll be saying goodbye to O'Mahony.
Legend.
Murray.
Thanks for your service.
And, of course, Healy.
Rest in power, brother.
Now, lads, we could still win the three-peat, yeah, which, by the way, is a phrase we're pretending we've used for years and not just borrowed it from the NFL a few weeks ago.
Ah, totally. Three-peat, yeah.
All we've to do is trounce Italy, yeah, secure a bonus point and hope England and France both lose.
Then we can sing Zombie in Rome and Stay to Lulu about how we're the best team in the world.
In further news making Irish men sad, Liverpool crashed out of the Champions League after losing to PSG.
Oh man, the French again.
200% tariffs on Cuisine de France rolls.
I actually think they're made in Ireland, bro.
Roll back the tariffs now.
Fair, fair.
Meanwhile, yeah, Man United have revealed plans for a new 2 billion quid, 100,000 capacity circus-like stadium.
Crazy.
The owner said it could rival the Eiffel Tower.
More like the eyesore tower.
Yeah, it looks like a Dubai shopping mall, honestly.
I actually went to Dubai once and spent the entire trip in a shopping mall.
Go away.
Literally didn't leave once. It was class.
Sounds unreal, dude.
What? Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Finally, yeah, a word on Cheltenham. Were you boys tempted to go over it all? Or
No, I just prefer to watch at home and place bets on DontTellTheMrsBet.com, which is deadly.
No way. I use RockBottomBets.com.
Yeah.
It's for when you're excluded from all the other apps, but you still really, really want to bet.
Wow.
Okay, lads, stop shouting out brand competitors.
Oh, sorry.
You know we're sponsored by FeckUpYourMortgageApplicationBet.com.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up now to get a free €50 bet and get locked out of your loan approval for 6 months.
Oh, that is unreal.
Some offer and some offer.
Yeah, sign me up now, bro.
Brillo.
And now for some more parades outside of Dublin, attended by the street people and lane dwellers of Middle Ireland.
Now, NICAP proved popular grand marshals for the Dundalk parade, or so people presumed, until it was later confirmed that the popular music group weren't actually in the country at all. The theme of the parade was Suckin' Diesel, with a variety of vehicles of dubious provenance featured, including a genuine Tesla being pulled by a genuine Jenny the Donkey on Clanrassil Street. The 15th anniversary of the man falling on the ice was marked by local drama group Shrapnel, who recreated the iconic fall repeatedly on the back of a Scania, while local heroes, the Mary Wallopers, set upon a Phil Coulter lookalike on top of a hay lorry. So they did. Mark O'Driscoll, Mon the Town.
My
Mikey Graham was the Grand Marshal of the Buncrana Parade, the shortest of the regional parades, consisting only of Mikey Graham's weight car and a single float, which recreated the row over speaking rights in Dáil Éireann that was entitled Two Gentlemen and Verona, with the Buncrana Verona being played by local businesswoman Veronica Loop. Huge crowds turned out to watch the parade after the much larger scheduled event in Letterkenny had to be postponed when it transpired a counterfeit Mockness head of Margot O'Donnell was attacked by a plague of moths. In Dunfanaghy, the local Macra group created a giant working deposit return machine made entirely from snack boxes. Huge cheers broke out when it was ceremonially burnt to the ground at the end of the parade. Shane O'Corrigan, cheer up, cheer Connell.
Oh, fudge, Rovacadjan. Now, Francis here to chat about things.
Yes.
Air on Telefish. You look stricken, you bocal.
Oh, I've seen smut that has scalded my eyeballs, but we'll come to the White Lotus later, Dahi.
First up, Gra Air and Thra was on Virgin this week, presented by Grania Shoiga.
Who, by the cut of her, used to form part of the Burren until she thawed out and landed in TG Carr.
Oh. And the programme was delayed because of a bit of controversy, is that right?
Yes, they had to edit out a contestant from every scene because of unpleasantness, shall we say.
Actually, we know the feeling here. We once had Catherine Fulvio holding a carrot that looked exactly like Dr. Harold Shipman.
Stop!
So I take it you weren't a fan, Francis.
Well, they were supposed to pair off young couples, but they left two young men there with no girls. Some matchmaker she is now.
Yes, but I think that's because...
Where is this show going to go with two spare lads hanging around the poor fellas?
All right, you might be missing the something there.
Now, James Cavan is in it, dressed like he just got caught short trying to put on a duvet cover and ended up tangled betwixt it.
But aside from all that, isn't it great to see young people learning a couple of...
Well, when I was a young gentleman, I didn't have time to be sitting around spitting Gaelic and living off grants. Better to make an honest living, charging Americans €37 for goujons.
Anyways, let's move on to the White Lotus, where Arnold Schwarzenegger's son flashes his fella.
Oh, I am not right after it. And it all started so well. It had everything I live for. 5-star hotel location, troubled, sad, rich people willing to spend a month's rent on the spa while having their lunch massage into their face.
And then along comes Arnie's young lad's lad.
No, Lucius Malfoy is wearing a robe and he gets out his magic wand.
That's Jason Isaacs.
He'll be cancelled. He should be cancelled, if you ask me.
Ah, it was an accidental flash. It happens to the best of us, Francis.
What?
I took a swinging wrong turn for the pool at the Ballygarry Hotel once.
Oh, no.
I have never seen an ICA reunion scatter as quick. Though four of them stayed for selfies, to be fair.
Now, with a Francis Brennan luxury robe from Francis Brennan the Collection, you'll never have such an incident.
But it's still a robe. How exactly could you prevent the...
Each one comes with a Francis Brennan the Collection sleeping mask.
All right.
Ensuring your eyes will always be covered in the event that men expose their itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, accidentally flashed ishbini.
Ha, 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 that's a good one.
Now,
we could nearly call you Stiff Richard.
Oh, huh? Dahi!
Is it too dirty? Is it too dirty?
Too far.
Or too broad?
Thank God we're going to mass twice this weekend.
Back now to the ministers abroad and schmoozing 90 cities in 40 countries. It's enough to make Taylor Swift's tour manager weep. A super low-key Simon Harris went to Philadelphia on a charm offensive, making a change from his recent military offensive.
What's up, TikTok? I've just landed. I'm suffering from a serious case of jet lag. However, I've just ordered it to be upgraded to fighter jet lag. We are at war. The US time zones can no longer be trusted, and any attempts to fall asleep must be blocked. Any questions?
Yeah, do you feel you're kind of second fiddle now to me, Holland? You've no cut through at all. I mean, what is the point of you these days, Tánaiste?
I'm still the co-thish. Everyone can see. That's why today I've been doing a very important call with the First Minister of Wales.
Well, Micheál was literally in the Oval Office. You
yes,
were...
Yes, very important call with Ella Gund. Sorry, I've forgotten her name.
Don't worry, she's forgotten yours too.
Block, block, block! And of course, next I'm going to go to New York to let them know what's in store when I do my very important Taoiseach's visit in a mere 3 years' time. A viral dance trend in Times Square, a selfie in Eminem's world. In 2028, I will be relevant again. Relevant!
Meanwhile, in the grown-ups' world, Taoiseach Micheál Martin had only just finished his speech at the Ireland Funds dinner when the Burks of Mayo emerged in a racket, as loud as an American at breakfast.
My son has been jailed for his beliefs!
Right.
His God-given Christian belief that he can ignore the courts and the guardians!
Ignore!
Shame on you all!
Shame!
I'm here to represent and talk over all my identical children!
He It was a thrill to see. The American Gardaí don't hang about at all. A baby Burke hit the floor faster than Simon Harris's self-esteem in Kanturk. Amy Burke was bundled and happy slapped outside, her incredible hair not even splitting a single end. How does she do it?
Tell them, Amy.
Is there anyone from the American media here? Oprah!
America!
My name is Mammy Burke!
Yes.
I can shriek the entire New Testament without taking a breath or stating any facts!
Here, here.
Call me!
However, not even the craziest Yank podcaster paid a scintilla of attention as the Burke bangers broke up for the night. Mammy Burke sadly collecting her shoes after failing to break America. Though as consolation, Ammunition Burke slipped into the damp Washington night, still looking like a Jennifer Aniston billboard for Vidal Sassoon. Micheál Lehane, because I'm worth it, RT News.
Hey JD, great week. Met Migraine Martin, the Irish tea soup. Wow, and I thought Irish goodbyes were supposed to be quick.
Sir, let's focus on the essentials here. Did he do an Irish thank you?
Probably, but then his family showed up and shouted at a dinner. Very rude, very loud.
Oh, I don't think that was his family per se,
those
sir.
Mics are all related. All the yelling. Were they drunk? Who knows? That's why I gotta put 200% tariffs on Irish whiskey.
Well, that'll certainly give the fake news losers something to chew on. They've been talking about your recession all week, man.
Wrong! There's no recession. My hairline is doing just fine. If anything, it's advancing. It's in peace talks with my eyebrows, but I think they should just let themselves be absorbed by it. A lot of people
say. Sir, you don't really think we're heading into a Trump slump, do you?
They say since I started my trade war, the stock market's gone into correction. Finally, I corrected the market. It's got to be a good thing, right, Bigley?
No, I think a correction is like a 10% tumble, so that would be...
It's down, right. I said I'd bring the price of things down. Who knew I'd make stocks so cheap in less than 10 days? 10% cheaper.
Still, it was almost worth it to see the look on Elon's face after he lost like $100 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tesla's gonna bounce back after my incredible commercial in the White House lawn. No one's ever done it before. Nobody.
Due mainly to ethics laws and conflicts of interest.
And now Canada's loving me. I doubled their tariffs and then I undoubled them the same day. I'm unpredictable, which markets love. Believe me, they love
right.
it.
Right. But also, people might think you lack convictions.
Wrong. I have plenty of convictions. The most ever. Far more than Clinton, even Nixon. None of them ever stuck either. Look, my only crime was to do illegal things.
Also, perhaps we should just back off on tariffs for now. Just a thought.
Well, I got nothing else to do now that Putin has swiped left of my Ukraine deal. Why won't he call me?
Because he's not thankful. And I know, sir, that you just want to stop the killing.
I just want to make him happy. You're right. One day go horse riding together across the Ukraine mineral fields. Just the two of us, shirtless and carefree, our nips glistening.
Okay,
in the...
maybe let's get back to tariffs right now.
Right. Spin the globe, JD.
Sure.
And stop. Where did I land?
Your finger is on Europe, sir.
Europe would never like that country. Let's tariff something they're famous for.
Champagne?
No, let's do some work first before we start celebrating, JD.
No, I'm in. Okay.
And my signal, unleash the tariffs.
Great.
Right.
Done.
I'm bored now.